What is up, guys? It's Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 145 of Strong the Iron Will Way. One of the things we've talked about quite a few times, I think, on the podcast is how there are so many different plans and approaches, both diet-wise, nutrition-wise, workout-wise. God knows there's a million. You can go to any bookstore, go in the health and fitness section, find 1,000 books on the best way to get stronger, the best way to get leaner, the best way to eat, the best way to train, and so forth. And what I have talked about before, and what I still believe, is that most of these approaches will actually work for certain individuals if, and this is the big variable, if they are followed to the letter and if you are willing to work hard. So that has been a kind of a common variable, is working hard, right? And whatever program you're on, it's going to require some hard work. So a lot of people will be very quick to change the program, but maybe not so quick to put in the hard work. Now, it occurred to me this morning that there's another variable to go with the hard work that's arguably even more important than working hard or the program itself, and that's consistency. You know, consistency, the ability and or willingness to do what needs to be done consistently over time is arguably the most important factor in success, more so than the program, more so than hard work. And I'll give you an example. And I talk about this, you know, you can get a lot of life lessons from sports. I think there's this something about sports that a lot of the little small dynamics that occur in sports kind of mirror real life, and I think that's why they're so appealing to so many people. But think about, let's call that the professional level. Every basketball player is fantastic, right? I can still remember I played hockey in a pickup league in New York City in my 30s. It was kind of a lunchtime hockey, but it was pretty awesome because you'd have random average Joes like me playing there. You'd have former, you know, maybe retired professional hockey players occasionally would pop in. You'd have some celebrities would pop in and play. So it was pretty cool. But I can remember this one guy comes and he's a, you know, former pro. I think he's retired. I don't even remember who he was, and I know he wasn't a big shot name, but Jesus Christ, this guy was at such a different level than every other human being in that rink, and he was a quote unquote not even good and retired pro, and he was like so 1,000 times better than everybody else, right? So at the professional level, everybody's awesome. You know, if you go to the NBA and find whoever would be voted the worst player in the league, that guy's still incredible, okay? So, at that level, everybody is capable of having a couple great games, a couple great performances, right? Everybody there can have the play that wins the game, can take the shot that wins the game, can hustle really hard for a game and make all the important defensive plays and be a big shot for a weekend or a couple weeks or even a season. Right? But when you look over time, who are the people that are considered the greats of a given sport? It's not because they put on a really awesome performance or had a really awesome season or had one really awesome playoffs. They performed consistently at this level for years and years and years, so that over time, we as fans begin to appreciate their talents because it was proven in good times and bad, in good seasons, bad seasons, and so forth. You get where I'm going with that. This is very similar in success, and particularly in this field. So I'll put this in our context. So let's say, for example, that we know some of the keys to both getting stronger and getting leaner are consistency, or eating. Let's stick with just eating right, first of all. So we're trying to get our body fat to where we want to be, trying to just look better, feel better, be healthier, get the fat down. We know a lot of that is controlling our eating habits, right? In whatever way that is, whatever type of quote-unquote diet plan we're following, we know that we have to be in control of it. What we can't do is be haphazard. What we can't do is eat what we feel like. There's got to be a plan of some sort. There's got to be a thoughtful approach. Whatever that approach is, it will usually involve planning, or what we call, everybody loves to talk about, meal prepping. A meal prepping is a legit thing. That's just planning your meals out, bringing stuff with you, having a thought of what to eat that it goes beyond just whatever shows up at that time, right? We can't leave it to chance. We can't just wait to see where everybody wants to go at lunchtime and then pick from the menu. I'm not, you know, and actually, we probably could even pull that off if we were really, really disciplined about choosing from that menu. But that often leads to trouble. If we think ahead of time, I know what I'm going to eat for lunch. I know what I'm going to eat for dinner tonight. I'm planning out my meals for the week. I have snacks packed. This is what I eat for breakfast every day. We're obviously much more successful, right? Everybody can agree with that. At this point, everybody listening to this has probably done some decent amount of meal prep. All right, so you take a, typically it's a Sunday afternoon or a Sunday evening. You went shopping, you got your shit together for the week. You're cooking up a batch of chili because that can give you two healthy lunches. You're cooking up, maybe you're cutting up some things and preparing some things for snacks. You set aside some things you know, at least maybe not prepping it, but you know you're going to eat X, Y, Z for dinner, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so forth. And it feels awesome, right? You get done with that prep. You look at your, you take a nice picture of your Tupperware, post it online because, you know, make sure everybody sees that you prepped. And you feel good. You feel accomplished. You feel there's a sense of confidence going into that day and the week that you're going to crush it, because you're like, I already know what I'm going to eat all week. Like, I'm not even anxious about sticking to my plan because it's right here in front of me, right? And that is one of the benefits of meal prepping and planning. And also same thing for workouts. You know, if you're on a program, knowing what you're going to do all week right ahead of time is really very comforting. So you're all good, right? So you're like, this is the way to go. I'm going to kill this week. I'm going to win the day tomorrow, and I'm going to win the day every day, and I'm going to win the week, and that's the way to win the battles and win the war, and that's it. That's the keys to success. But then next Sunday comes along, and it's fucking Super Bowl Sunday. So you don't want to go shopping because the stores are crowded, and you don't want to go in the afternoon because that's when the game is. And you can't really prep because all your friends are over. So meal prepping goes by the wayside, and that week sucks. Next week comes, you're like, I've got to get back on the horse, man. I blew it. I'm going to get back on it. So right now, we're one for one. We had a good week and a bad week. So it's a wash. We really haven't improved very much. We meal prep again. We feel good again. We got a nice serotonin blast of success because we did it. We said we were going to do it. We did it. We got our meal prep. Another good week of eating. Next week comes. Maybe, let's think, it's less dramatic, but it's maybe husband or wife and the kids are sick. So we stay home, and Sunday meal prep is a little tricky because we can go to the store, but we really can't afford to be at the store for 2 hours. And meal prepping often, we got people to take care of, we got stuff to do, buying medicine, taking care of people. So we shop, but we really half-ass meal prep, and it ends up being another week of a couple nights we order pizza or eat cereal for dinner. So here we go again. And then we get a good weekend. So now we're back to back. We got two good weeks, two bad weeks. See what I'm saying? So consistency is the key. Now, maybe it's not as dramatic as that. Maybe it's just you get tired of doing stuff, right? And this is another thing. You know, you guys have, if you follow me, you've seen me post. I do a very, very savage shake every morning for my breakfast. And the reasons for that are twofold. One, it was a habit that began when I was training a lot of people. In my whole life, I've been getting up at 4 or 5 a.m. and training people all morning, so it was not very easy or time friendly to make a big breakfast that I would sit down and eat. I wasn't really hungry at that hour. I didn't really have the time to spare, so what I found was helpful was just to make a very, very nutritious and high calorie shake that I could drink on the way to work, while I'm working with clients, and something that would hold me over till, you know, later in the day when I could take a break. So this works very well for my particular scenario. And again, talking about consistency, what makes consistency easy for me, and again, this is very important, is having habits, right? That is I could make this shake with my eyes closed in the dark, and my wife could probably make it as well, because it's something I literally do every day. And the consistency of that, just knowing that's happening, I literally never even think about what's going to be for breakfast because I know that's going to be it. And by the way, that's a little sneak peek into one of the keys to consistency, is just having habits that are so ingrained that you don't even think about it. Like, I really don't think about it. I just make sure every weekend that I have the kind of raw materials needed for that shake, and I'm doing it. So that makes things easy. You know, I don't sit and stress about what am I going to have for breakfast this week and this and that. But preparing that shake, I used to do it the night before, and just recently I got smart and started doing two at a time, because I'm already in the process of, you know, getting everything out. I mean, I put like seven things in this shake, so it takes a little bit of time, and then cleaning everything up. So it occurred to me, much like meal prepping, you know, if you were to prepare, you know, chicken, rice, and vegetables every meal, if you ate that for dinner every 5 nights in a row, you got to cook it and clean it up every night. It's much more time consuming and daunting, than if you make a giant batch of it on Sunday and eat it 5 nights during the week, right? So the same thing occurred to me. Why am I not doing with my shakes? Why don't I just make four of them, five of them at a time? Mine ends up being four, only because at the moment that's about as long as I think they can stay good in the fridge and as many sugar bottles as I have. So I started making four at a time. So I'll make four on Sunday nights, slap them all in the fridge, and I'm like done until Friday morning, which is awesome. I would highly recommend you guys do that with as many things as possible, because just saving that like 15 minutes in the morning or the night before is so mentally calming. And it really makes a big difference, especially when you get up really early and you're really trying to squeeze a lot of stuff in. So anything you can do to save time, this will also help in the consistency aspect, because you're more likely to do it, right, if it's easier. But every once in a while, when it's time to do that, I don't want to do it because I know it's going to be like 30 minutes of putting all this shit together and taking everything out of the cabinet, measuring everything out, washing everything out. Like, I don't feel like doing it. But you have to do it. And I have to do it every Sunday and then every Friday, right? And I'm sure you guys know this feeling. You know, it's like where it's kind of novel to do something really great and good for you and helpful to your cause or whatever you're trying to accomplish a couple times. You know, it's easy to be consistent about these things for a little while, you know. So we look at people in, you know, there's a lot of parallels, not only in sports, but in business. You know, I look at, let's say you want to get started on a business, and maybe it's a side hustle, and you're hoping that at one point you'll leave your job and you'll take this new, you know, you'll follow your passion. So you listen to Eric Thomas, or you listen to me, and you're like, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start getting up at 4 a.m., because I got to get everybody else up and get ready for work at 6 normally. So if I get up at 4, get some coffee, sit down in front of my computer, at 4:15, I got 4:15 to 6, okay, I got, you know, hour and 45 minutes every morning that I can start working on my side hustle, right? Maybe I want to be a writer, so I'm going to start writing, working on my novel for an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes every morning, 5 days a week. Over time, that's how you do it. I mean, you got to find the time and start chipping away at that iceberg. So I'm gonna write for an hour and a half every morning before work, and then, you know, whatever. Even if it takes me 2 years, I'm going to knock this thing out. I'm going to get my first book under my belt. I'm going to be able to submit it and start looking for publishers and blah, 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 whatever's involved. So for a week, that's fun, man. I mean, you set that alarm, you get up, you're amped up, you're like, this is awesome, man, I'm doing it. I am going after my dreams, I'm gonna make this happen. You set the stage, you got your coffee, you got your little writing desk. I mean, you can literally, like, just, feels awesome, feels epic. For a week, and then second week, you're like, oh my God, man, you know, 4 a.m. is really early, it's dark out, and I didn't get to bed last night, I stayed up a little bit, because for the first week or two, you're so psyched to be doing this that you go to bed at 8 o'clock, right? Because you realize, like, if I'm going to get up at 4, I got to go to bed at 8. And this is where a lot of people kind of don't get it. You know, if you're going to do something epic and get up that early and start working on things, something's got to give. You can't just, like, start getting up that early without changing something else, right? You can't just wake up early and be tired all the time. You got to sacrifice your evening. So sacrificing your evening is not a big deal for 2 weeks or a week, but it's a big deal for 10 years, right? So now it starts, the reality of it starts to kick in after 2 weeks, and you're like, wow, this is a fucking drag. And I can't stay up and watch my shows. I can't spend as much time with my husband or my wife or my boyfriend or my girlfriend. So that 4 a.m. becomes 4:45, all right? Hit and snooze a few times or push it a little bit later. I'm getting there. I've done a good job so far. Maybe I only need an hour, you tell yourself. So now you're going to write from, you know, 5 to 6. But 5 to 6 is not quite as productive, is it? Because it's really not enough time, because there's a little, you know, you have a little delay here, a little delay there, and, you know, the cat needs to get fed, and the dog has to go out, and your kid wakes up, and all of a sudden 5 o'clock becomes 5:25, and you're like, shh, I don't even have time. So not even, I can't even start thinking, and you blow it off for one day. And then you blow off the next day, and pretty soon you're not writing anymore, right? This is exactly what happens in this deal. So starting to eat well, and then that falls off track because you haven't built really a really, really habitual pattern just yet. You have a random training schedule, right? So maybe you don't have a trainer, or you don't have a specific plan to go to your group workouts or your classes or whatever it is you do. So you kind of go when you can. That doesn't work either. That's not consistency. You know, consistency is I go every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6. And knowing that if I don't, if I can't make one of those, I go on a different day. But I get it in. I get my 3 in. I get my 4 in. I eat the same thing or one of 2 or 3 options every morning, right? So let's say you're not as super-duper routine-oriented as maybe I am as or other people are. First of all, I would challenge you on that to say you can become routine oriented, even if you think you're not one of those people. If you're not one of those people, that could be why you're not as successful as you want to be. So I would take a look at that and see if there's something you can decide to be one of those people, right? Start becoming a routine oriented person, because everybody who is successful is routine oriented in some fashion. I will tell you that. Be consistent, make a plan with your workouts, and you know, have them. If you're working with a coach or a trainer, hopefully they have workouts planned for you and you don't have to think about it. But if you're making your own, you have to have that stuff planned out. You can't decide what to do when you get there. You have to have a plan in place for the entire week, for the month, for, you know, a training cycle, and know what you're going to do and not leave it up to chance. Because again, this is where consistency comes in. If you kind of do what you feel like doing, you won't be consistent, because you won't do the things that are necessary to do consistently enough, because you'll make decisions that don't make sense because you're fatigued, because you're tired, because you're not in the mood, blah 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 blah. So it's very easy to kind of convince yourself what you're going to do workout food wise based on your emotions, and that's never an accurate way to plan and make decisions for training, for eating, for anything related to this this business. So we decide that we have to be intentional about what we're doing. We know that to be consistent, there needs to be a plan in place. A plan in place will make it much, much easier to be consistent, right? So you need to think about that with all aspects, whether that's training, eating, sleeping, everything there is to being successful with training and working out, getting in shape. Take a look at what you're doing and see how you can make that more consistent. You know, see where you find that you are inconsistent and what are some tools to kind of improve that level of consistency. So with eating, I can say for sure it's being prepared. It's getting a couple of, I got off track. So what I was saying earlier, if you're not as kind of habit oriented, I guess is whatever, like I was saying with eating the same shake or eating the same breakfast every morning, have a couple options. Maybe you say I have shake A or B, two different, you know, types, flavors, things, because you want variety, and maybe I have a solid meal if I'm going to sit down and eat. So I can every morning know that I'm going to pick one of those three. You know, for lunch, there's a place across the street that I eat, there's a place that delivers to my office that I eat, and there's another thing that I bring from home. Those are all healthy, they all fit my whatever program I'm on. I'm going to pick from one of those three. But these kind of routines will save your ass in the long run big time, right? Have just a couple of options. Do not open up too many options. Okay. Same idea with, again, with your training, like have your stuff planned out for the week. And if for some reason you have a very random schedule, let's say you're a nurse or something like that with a schedule that changes all the time, I would suggest on the weekend or whenever you know your schedule for the upcoming period of time, sit down with a planner or whatever and plot out the days and times you're going to work out ahead of time, okay? Because that's the only way you're going to be consistent. You have to put that in first and live, you know, proactively, not reactively to the situation. So if you put them in ahead of time, then you schedule your other stuff around that. When I see people do it the other way, you know, they kind of try to wait and see where everything, you know, all their work, all their social stuff, all their other stuff falls in. Then they're going to drop the workouts around that. That doesn't work. That person ends up training once a week, and that is a recipe to not really get anywhere and ultimately just give up, because at that point, if you're not seeing the benefits of training and working out, you probably won't stick with it. So I think that's it, guys. I think just consistency in everything that you do. Look for ways to become more consistent. I mean, people talk about it on every level, you know, success at every level, even if it's sleeping, you know, having a consistent pattern, right? If you've had trouble sleeping and you've read about it, it's always the same answer. Like, have a nighttime routine, you know, start reading at this time, take a bath at this time, turn the lights down at this time, the computer off at this time. It's consistency. The human body thrives on consistency. I believe the brain and emotional system, you know, thrive on that too. That's why there's so much that we do that is kind of consistent and habitual, and sometimes, of course, that can be monotonous, make you crazy, but that is the way to get shit done. So you guys have a great day, and signing off. See ya.